Life's getting better. America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you caught the Avengers. If you did, you added to the pot of money or gold that they are raking in. Over $200 million. That's just for the opening weekend, and that's just domestically. Wow. Or maybe you had a few bucks on a horse called I'll Have Another, 19th post position. Who knew? Kind of a long shot horse that paid for a $2 bet, $32.50. Can't beat that with a stick. Or maybe you saw the supermoon. Did you see the supermoon? I saw the supermoon, and it was fantastic. Almost by accident, I saw it, and I have to say, the pictures are wonderful that others have taken and posted all over the place, including Kathy McPherson from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I happened to see her photos. It was huge. It looked like the moon was bearing down on us, to me, and was kind of grayish and then had that big tint to it, kind of a red tint. So you might have seen that heading into the weekend, too. Or you might have just kicked back, relaxed with the family, and watched some other sports, perhaps some of your kids or grandkids or yourself, a weekend warrior, participated in something. The weekend is never a day of rest for anybody who's running for president, so Mitt Romney was busy out stumping for votes, as was Barack Obama, the incumbent president, who was busy in Ohio and Virginia trying to rally, I guess, the youth vote, stomping on Romney, saying he represented the rich. Also, you might have heard, we have a new phone number. Let me see if you can memorize the phone number. I love this new number. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I got to say, to all the folks in our live studio audience in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the GCN studios, they have to be psyched about that. What do you think, crowd? Woo-hoo! I'll have another. Isn't that great? Matt has bailed on us because he had another, and instead Kyle is manning the ship. He's doing a fabulous job at Mission Critical. Kyle, you chastised me about the number. You said you can't give out the other numbers, the 5283. I don't even know what it is. You got to use your name. Didn't you say that to me?
I used more words than that.
You did. But you're right, because it's easy to.
Than I did.
It is easy to remember the name. So we're going to do a little experiment for the whole week. Because of what Kyle said, I'm not going to give you the numbers. I'm not going to give you the numerical translation. I'm just going to give you the 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE.
You're being nice. What I really said is, I have no idea what your number is.
He did say that. I have no idea what your number is. What is, but I know it has Kate in it. So I'm just proving my point that it's so much easier to do that. So maybe there is something to it. I'm going to trust Kyle. Let's just say I'm going to go with it. How's that? I'm just going to go with it. Hey, over the weekend, also, you might have kicked back for Cinco de Mayo. Never such leverage for a holiday that's, what kind of holiday is that? A beer holiday. That's what it is. And if you just add up what I just said, I'll have another Cinco de Mayo. Boy, it all makes sense. Why did we not bet on the number 19 horse? Nobody won our Kentucky Derby challenge. Oh, I wanted somebody to win so desperately. But the favorites, Union Rags, wasn't even in the money. Gemologist wasn't in the money. Bodemeister was, but Bodemeister came in second when play shows, so place. And it was just wasn't Bodemeister's day. It was all about I'll Have Another, and we'll see if I'll Have Another still has the legs for the Preakness, which is coming up in 2 weeks. So that means we'll have another contest. And by my mathematical calculations, like I said, that means 2 weeks from now. So do the math. If we're into the 7th, then we're talking about the 19th. So our little fun game, the Pimlico Challenge, will take place on our Friday morning show in the third hour. And you can be a part of it because the prize closet is just brimming, bursting at the seams. I am dying to give away some stuff. And if nothing else, you'll get bragging rights. And it is pretty cool to be able to do that. All right, speaking of bragging rights, big change in the wind when it comes to France. A socialist to the left, to the left, to the left. There's no rights in François Hollande. He ends up beating Sarkozy in a runoff. So he is the new president. He captured more than 51% of the vote. He defeats the incumbent. What does it mean? Here's a little snippet of a translated Halan and what he had to say about his mission.
To give the European construction a dimension of growth, employment, prosperity, of future. And this is what I will tell as soon as possible to our European partners.
All right, so you know what that means? It means that we'll see. We're going to see what's going to happen. I think that there's massive problems. It's obvious with the Eurozone, with what's happening with the monetary system there. What's he going to do that's going to be different? He's a socialist. He was the challenger, and he narrowly edged Sarkozy because Sarkozy had 48.1% of the vote. So he barely won it, but he did win it. And that's all that matters in the end, who's in the winner's circle. And in the winner's circle is now somebody new. Speaking of winning, I've got to say this at the top, too. Ron Paul won the majority of delegates from the main contest, which is huge, with Mitt Romney pretty much the presidential nominee for the Republicans. Ron Paul supporters were able to take the reins of the main Republican convention. They elected a majority state, a majority slate supporting the Texas congressman to the Republican National Convention. So that gives him a late state victory, huge in the sense that he'll be able to, I think, take this and run with this in what he's able to do at the convention. If nothing else, he'll play a big role, a huge role. Maybe some of his policies, maybe some of the things that he wants to see happen could become reality. We'll see. All right, coming up on the flip side, fair or foul, can Skype be a bad thing? You know, we have so much technology now, and I'm all about it. You can go to the website, and you can see me. I'm waving at the camera at americatonight.net. Or you can even do your daily rant if you download the Press 4 app. All you have to do is say keyword America Tonight Rant, the daily rant. So whatever's eating you up, you don't have to leave your name. You can do it anonymously or leave your name and tell me what you think there. But maybe sometimes it's not a good thing, technology, when you're far, far away. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Technology. When is it time to put the toys down? I did this little experiment with my own friends, and we went around the group and asked, all right, how many cell phones do you have? That not just cell phones, where you've got iPhones, you have Androids, how many computers do you have? Do you Skype? Do you have Facebook? Do you have Twitter? Do you have Instagram? Do you have who knows what is out there now? A ton of things. You know, how much is too much in ways to get a hold of people? And the answer is, I think technology is great. I love me some technology. But sometimes you just have to say enough is enough. And then there are certain circumstances where, I don't know, maybe it seems like a good idea, but sometimes people forget what they're doing. That's the thing. People forget what they're doing often with technology, and actually it gets them in trouble. Maybe that's the real thing. That yes, technology is good, but the problem is because we're not really used to it, we're not used to so many different forms of it, that sometimes it's like carrying too much. Sometimes we're just carrying too much. And Skype, while initially is such a great thing for so many people when they can't see someone they care about and they can just, okay, I'll just Skype you and then I can see the brand new baby because you're on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast and whatever. What about when there's somebody serving in Afghanistan? So think of the conditions in Afghanistan and what's happening there with the soldiers, and, you know, you're in a war zone, because it is a war zone, and you don't know what's going to happen and what you're going to see from day to day. And so I think there is a thing to, I think there is something to forgetting your surroundings. And I think that's what happened pretty much with the husband and wife duo, where an army nurse, I mean, it's just the craziest thing. I had to read the story like 3 times because I thought I was reading it wrong. But the family of Captain Bruce Kevin Clark says they saw a bullet hole in a closet behind him after he suddenly collapsed in Afghanistan last week during a Skype chat with his wife, and later was declared dead. So can you imagine that? Who knows, there's kids, whatever, you're doing the normal chat thing. And the family released a statement describing what that was like, seeing that happen, seeing the video feed and seeing what happened to him. He just knocked forward all of a sudden, and then the closet had the hole behind it, and other people in the, another member of his unit rushed to the home of Clark's wife, saw the hole, and agreed it was a bullet hole. And the statement says the Skype link was open for 2 hours. Family and friends in the U.S. and Afghanistan tried to get Clark help. And so they had all these frantic phone calls all over the place between the military and the Clarks and everything else. And they checked his pulse, but they didn't say anything once somebody got there. And she said to the honor of her husband and to dispel all the inaccurate information and all the speculation about what happened between all the people, that's why they were talking about it. And in Afghanistan, what's happened now is they're referring questions to the Pentagon as to what happened with Clark. They say that his death is still under investigation, and they didn't want to comment on it. So the question is, they return his body to Dover Air Force Base just before the weekend. He's got or had a wife and 2 daughters. The daughter's 3 and just 9. So what possibly happened here where he slumped over? And the army nurse showed like there was no any kind of alarm, I guess they're saying, or any kind of discomfort before suddenly collapsing during this Skype chat with his wife. It's awful. And this thing about technology is what I'm referring to. You should be able to have the Skype link, but something obviously happened there. The question is, I mean, how awful is that for the family to, how awful is that for the family, frankly, to witness that? So it comes back to, is there such a thing as, geez, while this is pretty cool that you can see your family, maybe they're, especially with kids, is there something called, you know, too much access? Or am I just maybe not a great big fan of Skype? And already Jack says, from down under, sounds like a sniper. Cop says, yep. And, you know, that's what I was thinking, too. Maybe a sniper. Maybe that's what happened. Because how does that all of a sudden pop up behind them? How do they all of a sudden see this bullet hole? So literally, this woman who's just happy to be connecting with her wife sees his death right in front of her on Skype. I'm just kind of betting the military may have some now new instructions about using these connections, new ways to connect with families. And geez, while it sounds initially so good to do that, until I guess we find out what happened. It happened fast, but he was talking, and all of a sudden, phew, he goes over. But the fact is that she, the fact is that she saw that, which I think is just so awful. So I'm going to say thumbs down maybe to Skype. Maybe you don't want too much video access. Sounds ridiculous, because usually I'm about, let your flag fly, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you want to have out there. Sure, why not? If your family can see you, isn't it that much sweeter, because they see your face and they feel more comforted by it? But I don't know how many people are there that they're eyeballing. How many of the soldiers are they watching, especially with what's gone on lately? And then we have this big announcement, of course, with Afghanistan, the fact that we're contributing to Afghanistan, basically, for the soldiers and for the police troops, if you will, until 2024. How much? $6 billion to keep things running. So we're invested. Are the snipers' sights set on as many American soldiers, Western soldiers, as they can possibly nail? Because it probably is what happened there. It's probably what they witnessed on the Skype camera. And I think it does bear worth looking at where things are being, you know, where people are able to Skype, because you certainly wouldn't want to have any kind of a rash of that kind of stuff happening where you've got kids and whatnot paying attention to and trying to show things to their father that they had drawn or done or whatever, and then to witness something that horrific. Oh, that would be very scarring. It's one thing to get the terrible news. It's another thing to actually witness it on camera. Now, that's how I used to feel, and I know this is something completely different, but it's like Daniel Pearl and the jihadist thugs who wanted nothing better than to have executions of Americans, Westerners, whatever, soldiers, whoever, on camera, because then you would see that you would be bear witness to this horrible thing. And if these are the kinds of things that are going to happen with Skype, then they have to be someplace where you would think they might be out of harm's way with the sniper. But then you think about the bases, and I mean, can you ever 100% say that? And the answer is, I don't think so. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got some headlines. Oh, yeah, baby. What happened over the weekend as we get ready for another week rolling into it here on America Tonight?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right.
Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's happening in Afghanistan before we push forward, before we push offshore, in talking about the fact that we've seen this big change here, and I think they'll probably look at the policy of what they do with Skype, because sadly the wife witnessing what happened with the husband from afar, and the fact that we're still going to be in Afghanistan, got 88,000 troops there until 2014. Next, it becomes what happens in up to 2024, I think, because of the investment in capital. We're going to be pumping some cash and training some people in that country. And, you know, it's interesting because we were in the midst of pumping $80 million into, if you want to call it that, state-of-the-art State Department tight facility there, and now that's been scrapped. And so instead, money will be shifted toward training soldiers and police force, like I said. And they estimate it's going to take until 2024. By that time, how much money have we spent, and can we really wave the flag of victory when we leave? When the United States leaves, first of all, who's going to be standing next to us, allies-wise, and can we really wave the flag of victory? So in looking at Afghanistan and whether it's fair or foul, and I think it's foul, I think we should have been out a year ago, could have left right after bin Laden was taken out, claimed victory, cleaned up everything, and gotten out and said, win, win, it's a win. We took out all these people. This is what's happening. So a couple of the folks on the Hill had some thoughts about Afghanistan, not a shocker, including Senator Dianne Feinstein. Here's what she had to say about the Taliban and the direction in Afghanistan.
Karzai believes that the Taliban will not come back. I'm not so sure. The Taliban has a shadow system of governors in many provinces. I think we'd both say that what we found is the Taliban is stronger.
All right, Taliban is stronger. She's a Democrat, obviously, lifelong Democrat from that San Francisco area. We go to Alabama and Congressman Mike Rogers, Republican, talking about how rough it is to make any kind of a decision on Afghanistan.
War is when one side wins and one side loses. And if we don't get to that calculation for a strategic defeat of the Taliban, you're not going to get to the place where you can rest assured you come home and a safe haven does not reestablish itself.
Yeah, but the question is, and this is what I said, we could have declared victory if we had left after bin Laden. No matter what you think of the bin Laden scenario, we could have left after that and, like I said, gathered things up and been able to say victory. So how is a win is a win is a win, did I say it enough times, possible in Afghanistan? Do you think, I mean, there it is. Do you think a win is possible in Afghanistan? What will a win look like? How is it possible and what would it look like in that country for us leaving? What would be successful? What would that feel like? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. It is Sunday, heading into, of course, now we're in Monday. What were the headlines over the weekend? I think the big one and the one that we're going to be talking about, and this was in every paper, but from the Boston Herald, the headline read, 9/11 Terror Tribunal, tough day for victims' loved ones. Anger, sadness flow as defendants face 2,976 murder counts. And I think they did a good job. Richard Weir wrote the piece in naming all the murder counts for the five, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the proclaimed mastermind of September 11th, the attacks. So there they are in a faraway land, Guantanamo Bay. And I think, as I have all along, that we just don't think about the families of the victims enough. We don't think about that enough. So what happened is that Mohammed and his merry band of men on Saturday did crazy things. They knelt in prayer, screamed out Allah and all kinds of other things, didn't pay attention to the judge's questions or any of that kind of stuff. And this has been an ongoing thing again and again and again. One of the deals that's pointed out in the column in the Boston paper talking about the families. And he quotes one of the family members about the proceedings, about what's happening in Guantanamo Bay. And he says things like Regina Townsend was among a number of 9/11 families with ties who went about their daily lives, glad the arraignment of KSM and his four cohorts took place behind closed doors in a far-off Guantanamo Bay, and said, I'm relieved that they're taking place in a setting that doesn't give them a forum. I was very alarmed and very upset about the prospect of them being seen in the public eye in a trial in New York. Her brother, Peter West, was killed in Cantor Fitzgerald in their office in the World Trade Center on September 11th. She said it caused me grave concern to think they would have received any more public attention for the sins they committed. I thought that was an interesting way to look at it. So she felt that it was right. There was somebody else who was quoted, Allison Lowe, who said she feared that they don't need an audience. That's exactly what they want, to show off and grandstand in front of the victims' families. We don't want to give them the opportunity. All they will do is make a mockery of our justice system. Her sister, Sarah Lowe, 28 years old at the time, was a flight attendant on American Airlines Flight 11, sadly, out of Logan International Airport, and died when the planes went into the Twin Towers. And she said, what I think, I wish they had been killed when they were found. They aren't human beings. They don't deserve any kind of rights. And Lowe chose to take part in a couple of other things over the weekend instead of paying attention to what was happening over in Guantanamo. There were closed-circuit broadcasts of the hearing that were actually beamed to Fort Devens and some other U.S. military installations for the private viewing of victims' families. You know, a lot of them said they just weren't ready to see it. So how about that? There's one more I'll tell you about. Cindy McGinty, and this is also in this reading the headlines and what happened over the weekend. Cindy McGinty's husband, Michael, died inside the World Trade Center. She said she's entering the lobby for 9/11 relatives for a chance to see the trial live in Cuba. So when people say that so many are putting their lives together, they might be, but you just never forget. Remember those stickers? We can't forget. The families do not forget. From the Chicago Tribune, the headline read, 12-year-old girl among 10 shooting victims. 12-year-old girl among 10 shooting victims. How awful is that? 10 people were shot, they say, between Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning in the city's south side and the west, which is just as bad in Chicago. Remember those arguments about guns and people wanting to protect themselves because of how horrible it is in some areas. So the cops arrive at the scene, they find some bodies, and they find shell casings, basically is what the story goes on to say. They're trying to see what happened. They're looking for security cameras so they can get a better sense of maybe who rolled up and actually find the people and arrest them for another neighborhood skirmish on primarily the south side of Chicago. In New York, this is what it said, the New York Times over the weekend, 9 swing states critical to presidential race are a mixed lot. It was a piece done by Michael Cooper, and he says that he talks about some of the major swing states, talks about in Nevada because of the housing bubble that bursts and the foreclosures and all of that and the high unemployment. What will that mean? Ohio, a lot of job loss there, but the unemployment rate is falling now. That's one of the swing states. We got just over 6 months until Election Day, and they're looking now. A lot of people are trying to predict what's going to happen in the toss-up states, with 9 of them really being up for grabs. It is pretty much, for Mitt Romney, a make-it-or-break-it time. He has to get, electoral-wise, at least 270, but I think he's got to get closer to 290 and try to find the edge somewhere in between there. Otherwise, it's Barack Obama again. And then there's the argument over showing ID and if that's profiling, or why shouldn't you have to show ID, and man, we haven't gone anywhere with that. Finally, the LA Times says, next up to take on Europe's debt crisis, democracy, and talked about the jittery markets and what it means, and that they forced through brutal budget cuts, even though there's been massive protests from Paris to Prague. That's a great line. In Greece and Italy, technocratic prime ministers have been installed. Henry Chu says, without a single citizen going to the polls of the 25 European nations that have agreed to a new treaty limiting public spending, only Ireland is bothering to let voters decide on it. Democracy is on its way into the euro crisis. That's what's so scary. Now we saw what happened in the elections in France. So what does it mean for us in the United States? The concern has to be over where they are headed. We're headed for the finish line. Hang with
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Count here. Your brother, the demigod, a super soldier, living legend who kind of lives up to the legend, a man with breathtaking anger management issues, a couple of master assassins, and you, big fella, you've managed to piss off every single one of them. That was the plan. Not a great plan.
Versus good. That's the deal with the Avengers. Robert Downey Jr., of course, Iron Man. Very funny in the Avengers. The Avengers don't need any publicity from me. We did our cheap movie review heading into the weekend. I said it would shatter box office records. I'm not some great soothsayer. You don't have to be even a little bit smart to realize it was going to be a big movie. And it was, in fact, a big movie. Over $200 million at the box office. This is week one. Imagine a couple weeks into this what the ultimate number is going to be. It's going to be a pretty big number. Probably equal, maybe not equal, but probably close to what the Democrats' war chest is to reelect an incumbent president. How's that? So shattered all kinds of records. I think it's because you have throwback people who read comic books when they were a kid and they love the whole comic book stories of Captain America or the Hulk or whoever. And then you have newcomers, young kids who just like the whole idea and it's PG-13 so they can go and watch it. And then you have the in-betweens, and pretty much that's one of those kind of movies where you're guaranteed to have a little bit of, I think, something for everybody. And obviously they knew that. And you have the personalities of the different heroes and the evil versus good. I think there's something in, since we're not in the Cold War era, of good versus evil. And we're all looking for a little good. We're all looking for the woohoo America and go kick some, you know what. And that's what the Avengers do. So I think that's also part of the reason why you might get a little bit of a kick or following there, too. But for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. If I were the person who picked out this film in Hollywood, I would be laughing all the way to the bank because they know their job is safe. That's the whole idea. They got to pick winners, just like we have to pick winners when it comes to our elections. And 2012 is a very, very big year. Could be a game changer for us in the United States of America. We're seeing things have changed in France, and that vote could have an economic impact. I think it will. The euro, in fact, fell following votes, so that's not such a great thing, in my opinion, because of the struggles. We're totally invested into that. And we have the president launching his campaign, running on Romney's a flip-flopper. He doesn't know what he's doing with the economy. He's only about the rich people. He launched his campaign on two college campuses in Ohio and Virginia over the weekend. So, if you think about it, what did I say, 6 months, and you're making a vote, you're trying to decide, where are we headed? Who do you believe? What's the right direction? Make sure you pick wisely, my friends. Make sure you pick wisely. And the swing states will definitely, I think, play a part in this. You know, what I heard about the Sarkozy situation is he was stunned. He knew that things were getting a little bit tight, but he did not expect to lose. He did not think that he was going to lose his runoff. Well, he didn't think he was going to get to a runoff election in the first place, and he didn't think it was going to happen because he had lots of support, but apparently not enough. Something they do in France is, unlike us in the United States, 2 weeks before you go and vote, there is no television commercials. There is none of that pushing your message across other than shaking people's hands and knocking on doors, that kind of stuff. But otherwise, you don't get to pump your money into ads that people will see on the telly. And then we know how big that is, no matter where we're talking about. And that had a big impact on France. Imagine if we did that here in the United States. Oh, I think it's going to be a very tough week on the stock market, because we're going to see that stocks are probably going to be, you're going to see more selling of that after the elections in Europe. And with what they're talking about, budgetary reforms, and I think we'll probably see a lot of rock and roll on our side of the pond. You know, it is the craps table, but a lot of you have your futures tied to what's in the stock market, so be careful. The next couple of months will get very, very, very interesting. I saw a piece when I was looking through a couple of different things over the weekend that I thought would be interesting to bring up, and I don't know why, but to me it's interesting, and I guess I thought back to when I was in school and doing an internship and whatever, and I wondered, I bet almost everyone listening to America Tonight can either remember getting their first break job-wise or getting their first internship that led to the job that they absolutely love or the job that they're hoping to love. And the New York Times did a piece on unpaid interns getting the feeling that they're being used. Anybody out there were you ever an unpaid intern, and did you feel like you were used? I would say that it depends on the business. You know, in Hollywood, I was just talking about how huge the Avengers opening week is. It's amazing how little the pay is to start in a Los Angeles when you start with a production company where you're working on a movie set, or they have tons of unpaid people in Hollywood. That's why actors have such the high unemployment or whatever. But that's what happens when you want to get into a very crowded situation. But in a tight job market, which is what the Times is talking about, people take positions and then they find out that they're pretty much doing work for free. And sometimes that's the commission thing, something they read in an ad, and then they go and it's not what they expect. And these unpaid post-college internships, which are big in the film industry, big in nonprofit, big in magazine publishing and art galleries and all that kind of stuff, often what happens is if they get an internship and they can just kind of wait it out, that maybe there's a good chance that they put that on their resume and they could end up getting the job that they want. I don't know if I would do that in fashion, because it seems to me like they ride you hard and put you away wet, if you've ever heard that expression, that you are working from sun up to sun down, and often it's impossible to do anything else in between. So we see that job growth is weak. Unemployment rate for 20 to 24 year olds, 13.2%. 13.2%. Wow. The Labor Department is saying if employers don't want to pay the interns, then the internships have to resemble vocational education, and they have to work under close supervision, and it can't be a substitute for regular employees, and can't be, if their work can't be of an immediate benefit. But I gotta tell you, I've been there. I have been there after going through Ohio University. And, you know, one thing leads to another. It's that whole dues paying thing and what's murky and kind of gray in between. So I think there are examples of where somebody can really, or some of the companies take big time advantage of people. And then I think there are examples where it's the opposite. It's almost like the audition, and the audition is getting you in. I want to take time to remind you to download Press 4, our new really cool app. It's that we're using. It's very easy to do. They designed it that way. Just go to iTunes, for example, and you can get it. It's free, free, free. You're not getting any crap and spam and whatever. It's only what you want it to be. So it's Press and the number 4. It's orange, has a white 4 in it. Download it. Then once you get it downloaded, you hold it up to your ear, and, for example, you can rant, say, America Tonight, when it says keyword America Tonight, rant, and you're in. Or you can call the show, America Tonight Call, with our new number, 855-266-KATE. Hats off to Kyle. Great job helping us out here on America Tonight. And remember to keep counting. Eventually, we're going to get it right, America.